welcome to another episode of Kyan and Jade.
It's the last Friday of the month.
Exciting, exciting. Have we decided what we're going to do for Halloween?
I'm thinking of just dressing up like a pumpkin, you know, keep it traditional. It's what the Halloween gods would have wanted.
I was thinking Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street. The reason why is because there's this funny tweet where it's like this edible ain't hitting, and then half an hour later, Bert and Ernie.
Just, fair enough.
Yeah, that, or I was thinking we could dress up as Pitbull.
Now that is an idea I can get behind.
Exactly.
I like it. So today we thought it would be fun if we sort of made a soundtrack to our life. So, you know, going from when we were born and, you know, the song that would have been playing in the movie, and then going through primary school, high school, different things that happened to us and all that jazz. And then hopefully by the end of this whole thing, you'll be able to know our whole life story by just a few songs.
Exactly. And it's spooky because you'll know our life story.
And that's always scary.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we should start it off with, of course, like you said, the song that was number one when we were born.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, you were born in 19.
I'm so old. 1999 on the 14th of December. And the number one song on that exact day was Smooth by Santana and Rob Thomas. Great song.
I love that because I was born in 2001.
Yuck.
I'm young, I'm fresh.
Okay.
And April 29, where all the baddies are born. And another baddie was at number one, which was Janet Jackson with All For You.
Wow. Good song.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
See, I had taste from when I was like a little child.
You were born into this life with Janet Jackson.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What else would you want?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now that we've done the song that was playing when we were born, maybe we should move on to like the next significant moment in our life, which is probably primary school.
Yeah, it's when things start to heat up a bit. You know, you don't have much memory before that because primary school was lit. It was great.
Yeah.
For some people, anyway.
We just like stopped and like stared at each other's pupils for a second.
The silence is loud.
What was your song?
My song was Skater Boy because I was very, very tomboyish. Very, very like Avril Lavigne. And also probably my favourite song in primary school. But yeah, I was literally a skater boy.
I can imagine you being one of those kids. You would tie your hair up and tuck it into your cap so that then you look like a boy. And you
I
were
did.
Like, and then you and you gave yourself like the comb over.
Yeah. Well, it's just practical, you know? It's a hot day.
Yeah, I remember there was this girl in my class that always used to do that. And I'd just look at her like, what are you doing that for? Just shave your hair. Anyways.
What was yours?
I was not a skater boy. I was a sad child.
Oh, man. Damn.
So mine's Spinning by Madison Beer because I was bullied. Fucking bullies.
These are bullies. These are high school fucking bullies.
So, yeah, Spinning by Madison Beer. Oh.
Damn. So next was high school. I feel like I have a couple because, you know, when you start high school, you're sort of still in your primary school vibe. And then when you end, you're like a whole different person and going into your adult life. So I've got So What by Pink because I was extremely confident. Like, I had so much confidence and I literally cared about nobody else, just myself, what I wanted to do. And I did not care if, like, somebody didn't like what I was doing. I was like, so what? Who cares? Like, I'm going to do it.
Still a rock star.
I am still a rock star. See me on the stage with Pink going up in the acrobats. Also, I had Uptown Funk. That was also to do with my confidence, and it became like more towards the end of high school where I just didn't care if people didn't believe me anymore. I was like, if you don't believe me, just watch. Like, you'll see it. In 5 years, like, I'm going to be everything that I said I was going to be.
Period. And you are.
Yeah.
So again, I would just continuously was bullied from like year 2? Through to when I left high school. So I got very angry, of course, as you would. So I have Warzone Urchin by Jasmine Bean. It's a very violent song. She kind of talks about like ripping your enemy to shreds, but
oh my.
That's how I felt.
Yeah, so it's valid.
I feel like it's very valid. So obviously we're still children as 1999, 2001, because I'm so young. Stop looking at me like that. So when we kind of left school, I guess we went through like our little phases and eras and stuff like that. What was your era? Like, what song would you give to show what your like first car would be?
Buying my first car. I was gifted my very first car. It was like the family car. It happens. But then when I bought my very first car, probably Eazy-E cruising down the street in my 6.4. Because once again, I just bought my car and I had all this confidence and I was like, I'm unstoppable. I've got a car now. Like nothing can stop me. And nothing did stop me for a long time.
And then bills.
Then adult life.
Mine was Bonkers by Dizzy Rascal, purely because me and my friends, we used to get in my car, turn my speakers up to the max volume that you could go, and just blast Bonkers, no matter where we were.
Bonkers.
It was a vibe. Yeah. Obviously, going through life, everybody has their little phases.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it'd be fun to kind of list songs that would describe our phases.
So one of my first phases, and this was actually like in high school, it started and it sort of continued and dwindled out into my adulthood because I had to put a stop to it. It was getting insane. Like, it's my Batman phase. Everybody called me Batman. My jersey said Batman on the back. Everything I owned was Batman. I liked Batman, but it was sort of a joke at the start that just kept going, and everyone thought I was like really obsessed with Batman. But to be honest, I've seen the movies like once each, except for the one that the Joker's in. Like,
but didn't you like paint a mural of Gotham City on your childhood walls?
Yeah, that's how far it got to. Like, I couldn't back out. Like, I couldn't just paint flowers. I was like, better paint Batman, better get the Batman sheets. But literally everything was Batman. My car had a Batman sticker on the back. Like, I was this close to getting Batman as my license, but it was taken. Anyway, I'd have to say just the Batman theme song.
In fact, not only your Facebook and your Instagram name still has Batman in it.
It does. Oh, Batman again.
So you're still in this era.
Yeah, still in it. I had to put a stop to the presents. Batman had to sit my mum down and say, I'm over Batman, please. I'm trying to get out of this. Please stop buying me Batman things. And she had to, like, buy me a massage. Anyway, yeah, the username and last name on Facebook's the last thing to go, I'm pretty sure.
What are you going to change it to?
I don't know. Everything else is so boring. Like, oh, Batman again's so cool.
You can't just be like, you know, yeah, normal name.
Nah. Lame. Another phase I had was my guitar phase. I was really good at guitar for a very long time. I did it from like 13 to HSE, and then I just stopped after the exams because I didn't have anything that I needed to do guitar for. But I would have to say Metallica, Nothing Else Matters, because it's still one of the only songs I can still play the full thing without having to like relearn it. And it's like a very heavy guitar song.
Muscle memory coming in clutch right there.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, thank you. I'm so impressive. It's a party trick.
I remember as a kid, did you ever do like the handstand challenges and stuff like that? Where it's like under over Pepsi Cola, 1, 2, and you'd like go on your handstands and see who could do it the longest.
Yeah.
I went through like a phase with all of my friends. We would like go over to my house after school and all go on our front lawn and just do like gymnastics all afternoon. And we specifically used to play Just Dance as well. Mm-hmm. And we learned the choreography to Acceptable in the 80s by David Guetta, and we incorporated that into a gym routine, and we used to make our parents watch. So that's the song that I'm gonna choose. My mum can vouch for that.
Yeah, the making your parents watch is just so iconic. It's like when you're trying to get someone to sleep over.
Yes, and you're gonna get them to ask.
Yeah. You ask, she'll say yes to you. She hates me. Another error I had was my church error.
I want a church girl that go to church and read your Bible.
I was a very big church kid, mainly because my family went to church, so I had to go to church because you can't leave an 8-year-old at home by yourself.
Why not? No.
Right? I would have rocked that house. Going to church as a kid, I don't really have a song for it because honestly, I wasn't really concentrating, but my teen years being a church kid, it's going to be losing my religion because every time I would step into a church, I would think less of the religion.
Fair enough. We love religious trauma here at the Kyan and Jade mm-hmm. podcast. I don't have the same, so I wasn't forced to go to church. Thanks, Mum and Dad, I guess. I don't know. I had an acting stage though, like an acting phase.
Damn.
Yeah, I like went to this acting school and school class, whatever it was. And then I got to perform like in the Performing Arts Center as the villain, the main villain with a live orchestra. It was so cool. Oh, and the hero was the mayor at the time. Anyways, shows how big that was. Anyways, it was called I've Got Fashion After All by Poppy, because like I was serving.
You were. Sounds like you were anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. It seems rigged that the mayor was the hero and you just got to be the villain.
I was a child too. And right? And do you know what it was about? It was about like this poor kid. So I was the poor child stealing bread for my family and he was the cop.
Oh. Damn.
I still remember it, actually.
Another era that I had was my chill era. Super chill person for a very long time. And I'd have to say Magic in the Hamptons by Social House and Lil Yachty. Probably the good song for that time. Because that's a very mellow song. And it's just about magic in the Hamptons. It's great. And there was like no worries. And that's how that song makes me feel.
I also had a BMX racing stage. I went from one phase to the other. I was like, she was a fairy to like... So I feel like I've really encaptured that. So we're going from like, you know, like runway kind of music to like Chaos times four by Poppy. It's like this like hard rock song because it was chaos. Oh my God. I dislocated my kneecap there.
Yeah.
And like smashed the two bones together. Like my two leg bones.
Ew.
That really hurt. But I got lots of trophies. So I liked it and it was fun. And I'm like made lots of friends and got really like fit and skinny. So... Slay.
That's all that matters. Another era I had was my independent era. And I think this is when I started like after high school and had to live alone sort of. So I became very independent. And I'm going to say Joker by Dax. If you've heard the song, it's very explanatory. Like it's very explicit. So go have a listen if you want to know about my independent queen era.
How many eras have you had in total?
Quite a few.
Make two. So I had a singer era. So I went from BMX to singing.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. Specifically the song You Will Never Know by Ariana Grande. It was that and The Way. Because I always used to sing Ariana Grande music. Because I, at the time, I had the same vocal range as her. I was also a child, so I could hit whistle notes. I can't anymore. Oh, I can, but not as good. Anyways.
Do you want to try?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I would like to think that you would still like your eardrums.
Yeah, you probably would. Another era I had was my living out of home era. So we've gone from independent coin to now I'm actually living out of home. Better Days. Yep. That was pretty much at the start when my parents left. Same better days.
Well, I went from singing to stoner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say Ganja Burn by Nicki because it's about smoking weed and I wanted to have a Nicki Minaj song in there, so...
Represent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a bub for life.
My next era was my four-wheel driving era. Probably Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. Because why wouldn't you want to rock and roll all night in the big rig?
Bloody oath.
Yeah.
Bloody oath. I had a healing era because I was severely traumatized after my stoner era and being a dickhead, so I had to go on a healing journey. So I would say Terrified by Jasmine Bean sums it up. But I would also like to add Panic Attacks in Paradise by Ash Nico.
Nice, nice. I had an alcoholic era for a while where I'd go out like every single weeknight drinking. But that was also because all my friends worked in a bar, so it was really easy.
Didn't I meet you in that era?
You did meet me in that era. Is that why we're friends? I was just drunk all the time.
I like the drunk Jade.
Bring it back.
You've changed.
And that one's probably Young, Wild and Free, Snoop Dogg.
Good choice. Mm. Good choice. Yeah. So I haven't even got to like my adult life yet. So I went from healing to radio study and I would say that's Love Life by Doja Cat because that reignited my love for being alive.
Jesus.
But you know, I feel like a movie about my life would kind of be sick because I feel like I have a really weird life.
Yeah, it'd be very up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah, all my errors are pretty much done. I feel like you're not even halfway through yours.
I've got quite a few, so let's quick fire. So Living Out of Home for the First Time era is Miles by SZA. My rugby era was Demons by Doja Cat because I had demons. My gym era was TGIF by XG.
I'll just add my radio era in there. Might be cliche, but video killed the radio star. And you know what? I think it's very self-explanatory. Video does kill radio.
Does it though?
Does it?
Because we were popping off on the social media.
And that's video.
And you no longer work in radio, so maybe it does.
Oh my God. You're right.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, I have my final era, which I'm in right now, my dance era. I'm doing dance classes and shit like that. Like, I'm literally becoming, like, a professional dancer.
Wow.
So I've got Collage by Carly Rae Jepsen because it's just so, like, elegant and, like, cunty at the same time.
I like it.
Yeah. And she was a fairy.
She was a fairy. What happened to Carly Rae Jepsen? She's still around?
Yeah, that's like her new song.
What?
Yeah. Doesn't sound like a Carly Rae Jepsen song.
True.
So that was our errors.
Yay. You know us so well now.
Yeah. And I feel like obviously our errors can be spooky in however ways you want and however ways you want to interpret that. Because, you know, it is a spooky episode.
Ooh. So spooky.
If you ever want to make a movie about our life, you know what to do. Listen to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It'd also be cool if you could send us your errors and also just like some songs that you like and stuff like that, and we can review them on the podcast or even read out some of your submissions. So please send them through to us on Kyan and Jade Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and also Twitter and TikTok.
We'll be stalking your profile no matter what.
Don't scare them away, jeez.
Come hither.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Kyan and Jay.
It's been real fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Follow us on our social media. We love you very much. And we shall see you next Friday at 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time.
All right, bye.